Unto him be the glory. Review and Herald, July 1, 1915. At 3 o'clock Sabbath afternoon, May 29, 1915, Elder G.B. Starr visited Sister White. Elder Starr found her in her reclining chair in the bay window of her room, looking out upon the trees and hills about her place. He remarked how glad he was to find her amid such pleasant surroundings, and stated that she looked much better than when he saw her the Tuesday before. She replied that she was grateful for her pleasant surroundings, and that they had much improved in the years since she first came here. Sister White then said, "I am pained at the lightness and frivolity that has come in. It seems to be everywhere. We must seek greater solemnity as a people before we shall see the power of God manifested as it should be." This she repeated two or three times, almost word for word, and she seemed to be greatly pained over the matter. She continued, "Oh, how much we need more of the Holy Spirit. There is a great work to be done, and how are we ever to accomplish it?" To this Elder Starr said, "God is raising up hundreds of strong young men and women through our schools and sanitariums, and is putting His Holy Spirit upon them and qualifying them to do a great and blessed work, and many of them are devoted, sober, earnest, and successful." She replied, "I am so glad to hear that. You could not have told me anything more encouraging." Continuing, she said, "I wish that I might speak again to the people and help carry the work, but they tell me I must not speak in public now." She then inquired, "Where have you been keeping yourself so long?" Elder Starr replied, "At Melrose, Massachusetts, at the sanitarium where you said we ought to work." "Oh, yes," she answered, "I have always felt a great interest in the cause in the East and have not lost it. The work there is not nearly finished. It is only just begun. There is a great work to be done. I wish that I might bear another testimony to our people, a strong testimony." Elder Starr said, "We are praying daily that God will raise you up and strengthen you to bear another testimony to His people, if that is His will." "Keep on praying," she answered. Elder Starr then asked if she should like to have him pray with her. She replied that she should be very glad to have him pray. He knelt close by her side so that she could hear well, and after thanking God for His many blessings in giving to us His truth and the special part He had enabled Sister White to act in it, he repeated word for word, very slowly, Paul's prayer recorded in Ephesians 3:14-21 as follows: "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the Church of Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Sister White gave expression to several hearty amens during the quoting of this prayer, and when it was over, she expressed her gratitude for the call and the prayer and requested Elder Starr to call again. W.C. White.